I was obligated to sign the contract to ensure that ERDF funding arrives in Ireland to the tune of $820 million, and that will basically create more engagement and research in both regions, both the BMW and the South Eastern region, improved broadband, which will be driven out to every single town and village within the country, ensure that money is available for small to medium enterprises and the likes. So Europe is important to us from a funding mechanism, and it is extremely important to us as a rural region that is based on the periphery of Ireland. And I was there to do it, to sign the contract on behalf of the BMW, as was the Minister Brendan Howland, and the Commissioner Cretu from Romania was the Commissioner in charge of that. So I was, I suppose, obligated with the task to sign the contract on behalf of the BMW, but I was also, thankful to sign the contract and to ensure the delivery of these services, which are badly, very badly needed to the region such as Donegal.
Now, the government has recently indicated it could be 2020 or perhaps even beyond before full broadband access is achieved in all parts of Donegal. Is there anything in the programme that you've signed that may see that achieved sooner?
Well, the situation within the programme that I've signed is that the money is available in the programme from 2014 to 2020. So the government of the country need to deliver that programme before 2020 to release the funds that are available from Europe. And in discussions with the minister yesterday, he did say that there is an onus on the government to deliver the programme and to roll out the programme and to ensure that the programme and that the funding is released from Europe. So they have said that there will be difficulties in rolling out the broadband programme, but they are aware that if they don't roll it out quickly and expediently, they will lose money from Europe. So that is what their aim is, to release the funds from Europe, and to, Europe will co-finance the project along with the Irish government. So there is an onus on the government to speed up the process and to roll it out as soon as possible so as to release and to fund the experience from Europe.
Predictions of over 5,000 jobs being created, over 500 in the micro-enterprise sector and over 4,500 among clients of Enterprise Ireland. Is it your belief that Donegal can benefit substantially from this? Because very often people look at the BMW region and there's a perception that an awful lot of those jobs, an awful lot of that investment tends to be sucked in by the larger urban area of Galway.
Well, absolutely, but the situation is, and we all know it in Donegal, that without high-speed broadband, Donegal is lagging behind the rest of the region. So the onus of high-speed broadband coming to every village and town within Donegal will no doubt emphasise how businesses can start up in the region and how businesses can start up in Donegal. Without the broadband and without the infrastructural needs such as broadband, we are lagging behind. So the idea behind the structural funds is to allow for counties like Donegal to get back on the playing table, to have broadband, to offer money to small, medium enterprises and to create jobs within those small, medium enterprises. Because as we all know, 10 jobs in towns around Donegal could be much more important than 50 jobs in the likes of Dublin.